أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قلتم يا موسى لن نؤمن لك حتى نرى الله جهرة فأخذتكم الصاعقة وأنتم تنظرون. When the Bani Israel were ordered, because of the worshipping of the cow, then they had to kill those people who had worshipped the cow, those people who kept quiet and did not stop them. And when they had killed 70,000 people, the Tawbah was accepted. Then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam chose 70 people of the Bani Israel to to go with him, where he met Allah tabaraka ta'ala, and this was to complete the Tawbah of theirs and to ask for more forgiveness from Allah ta'ala, and that Allah ta'ala excuses them and forgives them. When they went there, the Bani Israel requested Musa alayhi salam to make dua to Allah that they want to hear the Kalam, the Torah, that Allah must recite it and they must listen. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made this dua, then a cloud appeared. Musa alayhi salam got absorbed in this cloud. And then they were hearing the Kalam of Allah Ta'ala, and after that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam appeared again from the cloud. And he asked them, did you people hear the Kalam of Allah, that Allah recited the Torah to you? Did you people hear that? They said that we won't believe that it is Allah who recited until we see Allah Ta'ala personally. So this was a great disrespect that they shown. They also said that we will not believe in you, O Musa, until we see Allah with our eyes. So there were two great wrongs that they had committed. One was that they said they won't believe in Musa alayhi salam, and not believing in the Nabi, that is kufr. And iman is what we believe in the Nabi of Allah and what he informed us about Allah Ta'ala. And the others, that they suffered from a great superiority complex, that they are fit to be able to see Allah Ta'ala. Whereas in this world, Allah Ta'ala has not revealed and showed himself to anyone. That will be in the Akhirat, when people will be completely pure and clean in every aspect. Then they will be able to see Allah Ta'ala. So that Allah Ta'ala refers to in this ayat, وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ أَرْجَبْتُمْ نَكَهَا. Allah says, remember that time also when you people said, the Bani Israel said, Ya Musa, لَنْ نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرًا. ہم ہرگیز یقین نہ کریں گے تیرا جب تک کہ نہ دیکھ لے اللہ کو سامنے. O Musa, we will not believe in you until we don't see Allah Ta'ala in front of us, without any veil in between us, and we see Allah Ta'ala with our eyes. فَأَخَذَتْكُمُ الصَّاعِقَةِ. پھر آلیا تم کو بجلی نے. And then a lightning came and it overtook them. وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْزُرُونَ. Or tum dekh rahe the, and you people were seeing also that lightning coming. So they turned to, they asked for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to make this dua. Allah Ta'ala recited his kalam to them, they heard it also, and now they shift the goalpost and they wanted now to see Allah Ta'ala. And they wanted to see him, to see Allah Ta'ala personally, and they said that we will not believe in you, لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ. We will not believe in you, O Musa, until we don't see Allah Ta'ala. So to make this request that to see that they will not believe in Allah, in Musa alayhi salam. There were two great disrespects that they had shown here, and two great wrongs. The one, they said that they will not believe in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. This was equal to kufr, because not believing in the Nabi is kufr. A person can only believe in Allah when he believes in the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. and the other that they wanted to see Allah Ta'ala personally without any veil whatsoever. So because of this two great disrespects that they had shown, Allah Ta'ala then sent this lightning to them which overtook them. On the other hand, we find Musa alayhi salatu wasalam also said, Rabbi arini anzur ilayk. The difference between the two is that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked for this with great respect, and the other with great love of Allah, the great passion. And these people asked like a test, and that they felt that they were in the position that they can see Allah Ta'ala. It wasn't with that passion with which Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had requested Allah tabaraka ta'ala. From here we learn that respect is a very great thing. And when everyone does speak to Allah Ta'ala directly in his du'as, in his thoughts, etc., there also we must be very careful that any aspect of disrespect must not be shown to Allah Ta'ala. And no aspect of our superiority complex, that I am really fit for this, and we ask of Allah for such things as though we are fit for those things. Begging of Allah for all His favors, that is begging. But like demanding, forcing, or taking it for granted, I am so good, I deserve this, etc. Or if something went wrong, why did this go wrong in my life? In other words, I'm very pious, I'm very good, this should not have happened to me. All this, we should be very careful in our relationship with Allah Ta'ala, which is in almost all cases a private relationship. In our du'as, in our thoughts, we should have great, great respect. Otherwise, Allah Ta'ala's displeasure, if it has to overtake us, we suffer the consequences after that. May Allah guide us to have great respect for Allah Ta'ala and to understand who Allah is, and also that we are totally insignificant by Allah Ta'ala in the eyes of Allah. If Allah shows His favor and He blesses somebody, this is merely and only the kindness of Allah Ta'ala, and in no way that we were deserving of it, that we have achieved it. It is only the blessing and kindness of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru.